This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Last August, Milwaukee entered its deadliest month in more than two decades. Since then, there have been a number of efforts by city officials and community members to stop the violence. This week, WPR has been taking a closer look at gun violence in Milwaukee. In this final report, Ross Terrell speaks with people who are trying to end the gunfire.
Khalil Coleman walks the streets of one of Milwaukee's high-crime neighborhoods looking for trouble or potentially violent situations.
What's going on, my brother?
But it's what he does when he encounters those situations that's different than most. Instead of running or calling the police, he intervenes.
Preventing violence isn't just something that special people can do. Preventing violence is something that all of us can do once we know what violence is and how to look for violence and how to look for threats and harm.
Coleman is the leader of Safe Zones, an initiative he helped start 2 years ago to help those affected by violence have a hand in preventing it.
Our approach is it take people from the community to help save the community. So we're not necessarily looking for outside parties, etc., to come into a community that they may not be from.
Last year, 81% of Milwaukee's homicide victims were shot. 84% of homicide victims so far this year have also been killed by gun violence. Quabena Antoine Nixon of Milwaukee is a motivational speaker. He says it's important violence prevention starts with kids, but the programs must do more than react.
Going and suspending a group of kids is reactive. What programs do we have that are proactive? Catch them doing something good or highlight the best of what it is, and they'll have people to aspire to be.
Antoine Nixon travels to local high schools to talk with those at the highest risk of falling into the cycle of violence. When Khalil Coleman started Safe Zones, it was funded by the city of Milwaukee. That support ended. Now, he is working to restore and expand funding in order to take the program citywide. Coleman says a lack of resources is a main factor that's stopping prevention practices from spreading.
I don't think that there's enough resources for this type of practice when we look at the amount of money that's spent on mass incarceration. It's a drop in the bucket compared to what's being spent on prevention.
Coleman says spending more money on prevention efforts doesn't mean just adding more police.
Police are called when? After a situation has occurred. So there's no prevention taking place in that method. The prevention is the community who know what may be happening at what particular time.
Janice Gordon works to help those already affected by violence cope and handle financial issues. She says prevention agencies need to work together to take advantage of the limited resources.
There's so many different small agencies all struggling to get their part done. But I think that if we were to pull together somehow, I think we could make a bigger impact.
Coleman says despite the challenges efforts such as his are facing, there's still one thing that can be done to help prevent violence.
We got to know our neighbor. I can't be a stranger in my own community. That's one thing that we can do with no resources, with no money, with no support from the city to do that, to say hi to your brother, to say hi to your sister.
He says after community members commit to knowing their neighbors, they must be willing to give people who are formerly incarcerated a second chance. Lastly, he says violence prevention comes down to holding people accountable on all levels, from police officers to city officials to each other. Ross Terrell, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story is the final installment of a three-part series looking at gun violence in Milwaukee. The other stories can be found on WPR.org.